You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Monday morning, it's Greg's here, breakfast at North Sound One. And we said he was coming in. We've got the screaming fans outside. Calm down, girls. Marcus Collins. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very good. How's it been going?
Oh, so busy. Really busy, but everything's going well. I'm happy.
Now, we know the Marcus Collins story up to the point where, you know, you did the final. Mm-hmm. And then where do you go? What happens to somebody after that show?
I went to a party.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then I went to bed, and then I woke up the next day and I started songwriting. Because
the very next day,
the very next morning,
wow.
Because I had so much to say and so much that I really just wanted to.
And no hangover.
Express. Oh no, there was a hangover.
Oh, but there was
only a slight one. But yeah, I started writing and then went back to Liverpool for a few days. Saw my family, caught up with everything I needed to do, and then I was straight back during Christmas and stuff, like recording and writing things and getting ideas ready for the album. And then working alongside Gary, we finished the album a couple of weeks back. So then that's all kind of gone to the label. We've shown them everything. The label are confident with it. So the single's out the 4th. The album's out the 12th. We've got the tour starting the 25th.
Interview over. Well done.
Interview over. There you go.
I know it's ever a push for time, Mark.
Very push for time.
Oh, dear. I've got to say, I mean, you've done all this in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
Normally,
yes.
Somebody who's been an X Factor contestant, they go off and they do the X Factor tour. There's a bit of a wait in between. And then they come back near about sort of X Factor time the following year.
Yes.
How have you managed to do it so quick?
I had ideas all the way through X Factor of what I wanted to do if I was given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So this is something I've really had my mind focused on, and I've kind of been wanting to go in a certain way. So I've had ideas of what I wanted to do, preconceived ideas, and now I was given the opportunity. I was like, right, guys, this is what I want to do. Let's go. And then just one thing led to another. And before we knew it, we had more than enough. And we had to cut quite a few songs before we could actually make the album.
So the album isn't, like, because you've done a lot of writing and whatnot, so it's not an album full of cover versions.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's not. That's good, right? Because obviously your single out on the 4th of March is a cover version. Why Seven Nation Army?
Oh, because it's just a cool song, isn't it? It's just
it is a cool song. Yeah.
Wow, like March, that was on March 2003. Mm-hmm. Absolute belter. That riff just I love it. It makes me smile every time I listen to it.
Well, you smile a lot, actually, because I see you as a very sort of positive, glass half full kind of person. How are you feeling about the stick that you're receiving from the White Stripes fans?
Oh, I haven't even. What stick? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
Right over my head. Right
good.
Over my
Yay.
blow-drying locks. Can't even, honestly. Not even aware it's been happening. It's good.
Good. Have you actually, talking about hair and what, have you any inclination to return to hairdressing someday? Do you miss it?
I'm still working.
Are you?
I'm still working. I'm doing little bits for me mates when I get a chance, but that's not very
well,
often
done,
these days.
You know.
Like Homer's.
I've been letting mine's just being grown out a little bit. I've normally had the short spike, but you know, I might have grown mine out a bit. What could you do with me this morning?
Thank you.
Where
pardon.
Do you start, Marcus?
Oh, come on.
Perhaps, I don't know, get some product on it and just do like a 1950s, grease it back. It looks smart.
Grease it back. Very nice.
Looks smart.
Maybe wash it. I might try that
perhaps,
as well.
Yeah. might be an idea.
Yeah. Good start.
Gary Barlow is the man you've been spending probably the most amount of time with over the last couple of weeks or couple of months.
Yeah.
How hands-on has he been with you?
he's been very involved with making the album. And yeah, I'm so grateful to him. He really has gone that extra mile for me. He's more than a mentor. He's my friend. He's a good man.
Because he was your mentor through the series. We saw a very serious side to Gary. Is he like that off camera when you're in the studio together? Are you having arguments over songs?
No, never.
You never fall out?
Never fall out. And do you know why? Because I don't need to. Because Gary is never wrong, and it's something that it's taken some getting used to. The fact that everything that he says is actually spot on. Like, I'm waiting for him to slip up, and he just never does. He's really in tune with what he's doing. He knows. He's a very clever man.
Well, we're going to get to see you soon-ish on the X Factor tour.
Yes, can't wait. We're coming to Aberdeen on the 13th. So it's going to be a good night.
Oh, just a day after your album release as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Could you be this could be history here. You could be the first person on the X Factor tour to have a number one whilst on the tour. Would that be right?
It could happen. Yeah. It could happen. Hopefully, all going well. It's going to be really interesting, though. I think I'm on the tour this year. We've changed things up slightly, and I'm going to be the first contestant that's ever done anything from their own. I'd say my own material, but obviously it's a cover from their first album. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes down and how the public responds to it.
Wish you all the very best with the album. The song, by the way, is, I mean, it was already an anthem, but I think you've done something amazing to it, actually.
I love it.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks very much.
No, really, really enjoying it. And for those of you who haven't heard it yet, we're about to play it next. Marcus, introduce your song.
This is Seven Nation Army. Enjoy.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen again.